Welcome back to another episode of Footy Talks, and today we'll be seeing what teams from the round of 16 will make it to the quarterfinals, alright? So, in the round of 16, we had, okay, the first game that pretty much was played was Netherlands versus the USA for the round of 16 to see who goes to the quarterfinals. And obviously, Netherlands won, as expected. They won 3-1 against USA. USA only got to score one. It was a good run for USA. I'm not going to hold you back. It was a good run for them. And as Netherlands advanced, and there's another group playing, and it was Argentina later that day. Argentina versus Australia. And Argentina won by one goal difference. And it was 2-1. And that was pretty surprising, but yeah. And after that, they made it to the quarterfinals. So it's Netherlands versus Argentina. Then we go to the next. There was yesterday, Japan and Croatia played. And Japan lost to Croatia on penalties. And Croatia advances. And Brazil and South Korea played that later that day as well. And Brazil advances, beating Korea 4-1. And after that, we had, how do you call it, France versus Poland. And France, obviously, you know, they obviously went through, and they beat Poland by 3-1, and France advances. And then Senegal against England, and England just beat Senegal 3-0, and England advances. And today we got a good matchup today. It was Morocco going against Spain. And then later on today as well, we got Portugal versus Switzerland. All right, I'm gonna be honest right here, okay? I like today's matchup. I want to see Morocco go through sometimes, but then Spain, I want Spain to go through because you got a lot of young players, and I want to experience as well as the World Cup. But I don't know, it's gonna be a good matchup. I know that for sure. And yeah, how you call it? What's the game? Croatia versus Japan. That was a good game. I'm not gonna lie to you. Croatia versus Japan. It was in between Japan and Croatia, because both couldn't find the ball behind the net, and they couldn't do anything yet until Japan broke that and they scored a tap in for the striker. And yeah, after that, probably a good 20 minutes later, Croatia ends up finding the header behind the net, and it ends up being 1-1. After that, both teams struggled to find the ball behind the net. They couldn't find anything. They were finding all these good crosses, but they just couldn't finish it off. Both Japan and Croatia were playing very well yesterday. I'm giving them broad props for that. And I wanted Japan to win. I want to see more from them. I wanted to see them go to the, quarterfinals and go against Brazil. I guess that was the end of their run. It was, time for them to come out the game, But, yeah. But Japan had a good run. They played very well. They fought well. They fought, a good 100 minutes, 103 minutes or whatever. And they just kept playing until, it ended up coming down to penalties. And that's when it was kind of disappointing for Japan, and Croatia advances after that. But for me, I feel like they need to start taking penalties a little bit way better, because it was when they were shooting the penalty, it was just straight up pass to the goalkeeper, and the goalkeeper was just there to collect it, That's how I felt about it. And every time, it would look obvious too, where were they going to shoot it at? So it was either going to be left, so some of them were shot left, and the goalkeeper was able to guess that one. And it was just and they didn't shoot it with power. They just shot it with a little tapping, which was just a little tap. And they didn't shoot that with a little bit more power, but it was a good run for Japan, and they fought well, they played well, and everything like that. But yeah, Croatia advances. And now South Korea versus Brazil. Brazil just dominated the whole game. They were on defense, on point, midfielding, controlling the ball, forwards, making spaces, making open runs, running. They were doing everything well, and they just couldn't find more goals behind the net. But 4-1 was good enough for them. But they scored 4 before halftime too. And I was watching the game live, and they were really going crazy, bro. But yeah, and Brazil played well. They fought well. They obviously earned their win. But I gotta feel bad for South Korea, because they actually played good. Same thing. It was the same thing as Japan. They both had a good run. I kind of want to see Japan make it a little bit farther, but things come to an end. That was one of them, and yeah, it happened. But Japan had a good run, I'm not gonna lie to you. But so did South Korea. But yeah, that's how it ended. And now it's gonna be Croatia versus Brazil for the quarterfinals, and I want to see that happen. I'm ready to see that. And now it was France versus Poland. France, I didn't get to watch the game, but France obviously scored 3. Mbappe was doing good. Mbappe is carrying France. So is Oliver Giroud. He's carrying the team. And they advanced to the quarterfinals. And it will be France against England. And England beat Senegal 3-0. This is pretty much expected. What did you expect? Like, for England to lose? No, bro. They have a stacked team. They have young players, bunch of young, good players, and they're just good right now. And yeah, they advanced to quarterfinals, and I don't know who's going to win yet, but I'll do that in a minute. And then today, Morocco versus Spain. They play each other. I want to see Morocco win, but then at the same time, I want to see Spain win. But I don't know. But I'll take Spain for this time. I'm going to take Spain. After that, I'm going to take Portugal, obviously. All right. So this is how I'm going to set up the quarterfinals. Obviously, Netherlands, Argentina, they want. Okay, they're both making it. I mean, they're already in the quarterfinals. But who's going to make it through to the semifinals is going to be Argentina. Argentina is going to come out with the win, and they go to semifinals. And then Croatia against Brazil. Brazil, the way they've been playing, the way they play, the way they build up their attack and everything like that, the way they've been playing so far. And they got everything you would look for in a team. They got good quality. They got everything you want. They got good midfielder, good defenders, and good attackers. They just have everything good, and they're stacked up. And they got a good goalkeeper as well. And yeah, so we will see Argentina. Okay, the reason why I'm saying Argentina is because, you know, they're good as well. They have stacked defenders. They are good. Lisandro Martinez is carrying the defense line so far. And yeah, they got pretty good attack. Yeah, they do got good attack. They got Julian Alvarez has been going crazy so far this year. And he's actually playing pretty good, actually. And yeah, so we're going to see Argentina beat Netherlands at least, 1-0. And they go through. And then we're going to see Brazil beat Croatia by, 3-2. And after that, England versus France. This is going to be a tough one because both teams are good. And, you know, I can't really pick a side, but if I really wanted to choose, it would probably be France. And France will make it to the semifinals. And the next team that will make it, who will qualify today, will be obviously Spain and Portugal. And after that, when they end up playing, it's going to be Spain going through, and then France is going to go through, and they're going to go against each other. After that, so they're going to make it to the semifinals. And the only teams that will make it through to the final, we would probably see an Argentina versus Spain final. I'm not going to lie to you. We could probably see that. Because, hold on, let me see this. Spain, Portugal, and then we post France over here. Obviously, France is going to go through. You know what? I put Spain, yeah. Spain's going to go all the way. Spain's going to go to the semifinals, and they're going to go to the final. So is Argentina. But I don't know if Argentina has what it takes to kind of be, Brazil? Because Brazil has a solid team. They're very good. And they have, young and experienced players that already know what it's like to play on the top level. And they just have good players. They have quality strikers, quality midfielders, quality defenders. And I kind of want to see Brazil win the World Cup instead of Argentina, because... Not because Argentina beat Mexico or anything. That's fine. I just really want them to, you know. I want to see Brazil win a World Cup. I want to see Neymar lift a, you know, World Cup trophy for one time before he ends up retiring for, the national team. This would be a good way for him to end his career. Not end his career, but national career. And if he does end it right now. But, yeah, either that, if Brazil don't make it, Argentina. If Argentina don't make it, please at least make, France go through, to the final. I want to see France against, Argentina. That would lucky be good, because in 2018, what happened, they got beat 4-1 or 4-2, I don't remember, by France. And, yeah, I want to see that happen again. And I don't know if Argentina is this year. We never know. This World Cup is unexpected. They have a lot of, a lot of countries just started popping off out of nowhere, and then they just stop, and then it was full of surprises, Japan, them taking the lead against Croatia for the first few minutes, and it was just a good game while it lasted, and Japan's run ended, and then South Korea also ended, and yeah, same thing as Ecuador. It's just like that. They were popping off, they were doing good, but it was sad to see them get knocked out, you know, from the group stages, and things like that happen. But I feel like it should have been Ecuador instead of Senegal. But it happened, and yeah, but this World Cup was full of surprises, and we're almost coming to the end of the World Cup. I'm not ready to see that goal, because, you know, it was a good World Cup. It had everything. It had a bit of everything. It had good goals. It had good matchups. It had it had you on your feet, you know, it had you just looking and wondering what's going to happen next, because this World Cup was actually unexpected. It was just very, not unexpected, because we expected a World Cup, but it was unexpected on what teams won. We thought it was going to be easy to predict it, but no, some teams randomly just started going to first place already in the first day, and some of the teams were, some of the big teams we thought were going to win were already last, and we didn't, it's because it was the first day, so we thought that, but it actually ended up being like that. You know, some small teams ended up making it go through, some small some big teams that go through sometimes, you know. And this this is what the World Cup pretty much brought to the table. They brought good things, and it was good to see this World Cup. And Portugal, I feel like they have a chance to go through. I'm not gonna hold you back. They got João Felix or Rafael Leão, and even though they got Cristiano, they got Bruno Fernandes, they got João Cancelo, they got Ruben Dias. Like, they got a good team as well. They got Pepe, and who else they got? Like, they got a lot of good players. That's just odd. The same thing as Brazil. They got pretty much, like, they got like the same amount of good players. They got like experience, knows what it's like to play top level. They know that, and they got Cristiano as well. And yeah, and Brazil has Neymar, and yeah, it's just like, I really want to see one of these top players lift a trophy for the one time. But you never know what's going to happen, because this World Cup is really, really unexpected. It brought some teams that you never thought were going to make it through from the round of 16, or making it past the round of 16 again. Or is this the first time making it past, you know? And I'm hoping this, like, the final is not boring and it's just very good and it brings excitement. I'm hoping that's all it brings, because I really want to see excitement brought to the table for the final. And I don't want to get a boring final that you were just like, oh yeah, they wouldn't win, obviously. Like, I don't want them to go on against, I don't want whoever's in the final to go against an obvious team they know they're gonna win. I want them to be put up to a challenge, you know, like Brazil versus France, or yeah, that would be a good matchup, that, or Brazil versus Portugal versus Argentina or Netherlands. If Netherlands end up pulling a miracle against Argentina, then that'll be it. Netherlands is gonna go through probably, and it'll be Brazil against Netherlands. Netherlands will probably lose against Brazil, but Brazil will make it through and everything like that. I want them to go through. I want one of the top three goats of the generation to go through, like Neymar's Brazil, Messi's Argentina, Cristiano's Portugal. I just want to see them lift the trophy at least one time this year, because it'll be a good way for a good player like them to end their career off. And it's gonna be a tough matchup if it is against Brazil and Argentina for like the semifinals. You know, it's gonna be like they're playing against their own friends, you know. But when it's on the pitch, it's a different thing. But when it's off the pitch, it's gonna be like pretty much heartbreaking for like Neymar and stuff like that, or whoever loses that team. I really want to see one of them lift the trophy. This World Cup was exciting, though. I'm not gonna lie to you about everything, and I want to see Morocco kind of win and surprise the world. I have Spain, obviously, but I want to take Morocco sometimes, because Morocco has been kind of surprising too. They were like somewhat of the underdogs, and if they push through, it'll be surprising to see them go through. And they're actually pretty good too. They have good players. They have somewhat young, old players. They're actually pretty good. They've been lasting and fighting so long to come over here. And yeah, I want to see if they can go farther than this, or this is the end of the run. But yeah, and Portugal versus Switzerland, I want to see if Switzerland can pull a miracle as well, and it'll be in Morocco for Switzerland. And obviously between them two, it'll probably be Morocco, even though Switzerland plays very well as well. They got some good players as well. They got young, experienced players. Yeah, I just want to see one of those happen, and I'm hoping this World Cup doesn't end on a bad note or anything like that, you know. Like, this was a fun World Cup, fun watching all these players and teams make their debut and everything like that, fun watching young players make their first matchups, scoring their first goals and stuff like that, making good memories for this World Cup. And yeah, it was a pretty good World Cup. Same, I'm just hoping that some of the teams that were playing very well this year will come back stronger for 2026 World Cup. I just want them to do better than what they did this year. I want some of the teams to qualify and some teams that don't qualify, you know? I want to see what other teams can bring to the table besides these teams, because, you know, it's about to come to the end and we got to wait another 4 years just to wait for another World Cup. And this is a big event, especially if the final ends up being Argentina versus Portugal. That would be a major, big event. Yeah, you just never know what can happen to this World Cup. Even if it's close to the end, you never know what can happen. It can end up, you know, you just never know. And yeah, I'm excited to see this World Cup turn, like, finish out and lay out. I want to see how it ends up, like, finishing. I saw how it started, and I just want to see how it ends up finishing. And yeah, I love these teams playing. I love the teams playing. They've been playing very well. Every team deserves props, you know. Like, every team's been playing good so far this year. They've gave it all their all. Even if they didn't get to qualify for like the round of 16, they did all the best they could. Some teams didn't get to qualify, even though they were doing the best. We wanted to see them go through. It's just like, sometimes just got very unlucky and we're not able to make it through. And we were like, that's crazy, you know. Like, dang, we wish we could have seen them. Like, imagine all the things they could have done after the round of 16, you know. Like, imagine what they could do obviously they look like, some teams have way more potential than what they look like. And like, yeah, just like some other teams have way more potential than just staying in the group stage and left behind. And yeah, but some teams are just not ready for the round of 16 sometimes and are not ready to handle, you know, big teams or big nations to go against. But yeah, that was the end of this Footy Talks, and thank you for joining me. Until next time.